KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Good day to you and welcome to another edition of the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is BJ Gochi.
Yes.
Okay, BJ, what do you do for the Division of Resource Management?
I am the FireWise and Prevention Coordinator for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and the Division of Resource Management Wildfire Program.
Okay. What is FireWise?
FireWise is a program that we developed originally out west.
Mm-hmm.
It helped them prevent their homes from being burnt up in case of a wildfire. And we're trying to adapt this here in Minnesota due to the recent blowdown we have.
Okay. Helping them keep their homes from burning. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, what we'll do as the fire program is we'll go around, do home assessments.
Okay.
Now in case of a wildfire.
Okay. How would you do that other than, you know, I don't know, keeping the yard wet?
Basic things, you know, cutting your grass.
Okay.
Keeping the rain gutters clean, not having your wood pile leaning up against your house.
Okay.
You know, basic stuff, you know, in case, like, when the fire happens, you don't want embers. You know, embers are going to fall out of the sky like snow.
Okay.
So if your rain gutters are clean, you know, they're just going to fall into the metal and nothing's going to start on fire.
Oh, okay. So what is the, I would say, what would be like the season most likely to have fires, wildfires?
Here in Minnesota, our seasons usually run mid-March to late April, middle of May.
Alrighty.
But, you know, due to the recent blowdown we have now, it's, you know, we have a greater risk here on the reservation.
Okay, and that is because?
Of the last summer's blowdown we had.
I mean, we have trees everywhere?
Yeah, we have trees that are blown down due to the storm, the July 2nd storm.
Okay, I thought they were working on getting that up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, there's tons of work, you know.
Uh-huh.
Each community was pretty well hit.
Alrighty. So just offhand here, what causes a wildfire? Let's say, besides somebody like carelessly smoking, this is what comes off the top of my head, smoking a cigarette, throwing it out the window kind of thing, a butt.
Yep.
That's one of the, what are other ways that things could happen?
Basically, you know, someone, you know, say we had a bonfire that night after having a barbecue.
Okay.
And, you know, you have a bonfire and you roast marshmallows and whatnot, and the fire, you know, you think is out when you go to bed and you put it out and you think it's out, but really it's not.
Okay.
The morning sun hits it and sparks it back up and shoots an ember off into your grass or in your woodland, your hardwoods, you know, leaf litter.
Okay.
And then it could be a start from there.
All right. Is there a proper way of putting out a fire? I mean, for the fire pit, let's say.
Yeah. I mean, you just keep soaking it with water.
Okay.
Just like you're stirring it up. And
okay. Making your own witch's brew, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Let me see. What is a home assessment? What are you looking for when you go and assess a home?
Home assessment is our staff, some of the fire staff will come in. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. We'll look around the area, around your house. We won't have to go in your house at all. It's just looking around your house, you know, make sure your rain gutters could help have maybe some metal rain gutter covers, you know, where so the leaves and debris won't get into it. What type of routes you have into your house, you know, is it a nice big driveway where we'd be able to turn our fire trucks around?
Okay.
In case of a fire, how good your lawn is mowed, if you mow your lawn, you know, and then we'll just give simple tips such as that.
All right. So being that I live in a mobile home and most mobile homes are metal, how much of a risk am I facing?
Actually, your risk as a mobile home is going to be less likely because of metal.
Okay.
Obviously, your home is metal, so it's not going to start on fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends how enclosed is your home underneath your home.
Okay.
You know, due to a fire, there's obviously going to be wind, and the wind's going to push the fire towards your home, depending, you know, what's underneath your porch, say.
Okay.
You know, do you keep underneath your porch clean? Is there leaves and debris underneath it?
Okay, I'm laughing because I think about my housekeeping. Imagine my yard keeping. Is there a lot of risk going on in this, like, the summertime for, like, lightning strikes in this area that start fires?
It could happen here in Minnesota.
Has it happened a lot around here?
Not too often.
Okay.
You know, we usually have the rain here when we usually get storms, lightning storms, compared to out west. You know, a lot of the fires are caused from a lightning storm out west.
Okay.
You know?
You were saying earlier when you got here that your guys are working out to battle the wildfires. What does that all involve? I'm just being curious here.
Basically, we want to be in shape when the fire happens. You know, we don't want to get tired, dehydration. You know, mm-hmm. the more better shape you are, the easier it is once the fire happens. And once we work, you know, we'll be digging line. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be carrying hoes. And we're in the woods. You know, we're running. You know, the fire moves pretty fast and we want to move with it.
What does a workout involve?
It depends on what you want to do that day. You know, sometimes we'll run 2 to 3 miles. We'll just do a card test. We'll get a deck of cards. Each card has a different representation of, you know, either push-ups, sit-ups, burpees, jumping jacks, whatever we would decide to do that day.
Okay. So you guys just now recently started doing teaming up, shaping up for summer?
Yep. Getting okay. back in shape for the summer, you know, shedding off the winter fur.
The winter fur. I like that. All right. Is there, how do you qualify to be a firefighter? Or are there firefighters that are employed by the reservation that do this?
Yes. We currently have 9 full-time firefighter members that okay. we work year-round. Qualifications is, you know, there's a course, 40-hour course you take, you know, either week-long.
Okay.
And it's S-130, S-190.
Okay.
And after that course, you take a PAC test. And a PAC test, you have to complete it. You wear a 45-pound pack, and you have to complete it within 45 minutes. And you get three, and you have to do 3 miles.
Wow.
So basically 3 miles with a 45-pound pack.
Okay.
Under 45 minutes.
Wow.
And we have to do that every year.
Wow, really? Every year to make sure that you're staying in shape to do yep. this. How long have you been doing this?
I've been in it for 5 years now.
Wow, really?
Yes.
That is just impressive. Do you have any other plans?
Actually, we do. We have a community wildfire prevention plan coming up, the CWPP. It's a big plan that we are adapting with our reservation to work with other identities such as the USFS, you know, the Forest Service, the Minnesota State DNR, the fire departments, law enforcement, EMTs, and your Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe to help us, you know, identify, you know, evacuation sites where we could go, you know, in case of a wildfire were to happen here on the reservation.
Wow. So there's plans on where to go and mm-hmm. how to get out of here and whatnot yep. if you have to?
Yep.
That is really cool. I didn't even know that program existed here.
Yeah, we're actually working on it, and a lot of it has to do with the FireWise. You know, we're actually trying to get every home on the reservation, band members, non-band members included.
Okay.
You know, a threat to one home is a threat to another.
Okay, so the FireWise program, that's a relatively new program. How did that come about?
FireWise program that are working on for this upcoming summer and spring is, you know, due to the recent blowdown, you know, we have a higher risk of having a wildfire here on the reservation. Every blowdown that we've had in Minnesota had a significant wildfire.
Okay. So a FireWise program, when is that going to start? When are you guys going to start doing assessments and whatnot?
We plan on start doing assessments early, you know, once the snow is gone, you know, early we can get out, the more we can get done throughout the summer, because we need to see what type of vegetation you're around. But the big plan is we're planning on starting, you know, in the path of the blowdown.
Okay.
All the communities such as, you know, Cass Lake, Mission, Plantation, Tudorville, and then so on and so forth around here in Cass Lake. Plus, we want to go out to the Ball Club area. They were hit by the blowdown. The Winnie Dam area, they were hit pretty hard with the blowdown. After we get down with the blowdown path, we want to venture out, you know, into the other communities such as Boy River, S Lake, Battle Point, Onigum,
okay.
Kegel Lake.
Okay. Do you have to, like, sign up to get your assessment done, or are you guys just going out and doing this?
Yeah, we're just going to go out, and hopefully the community members will know, you know, when we're going to be out. We're trying to have letters out and whatnot and
okay.
to show us, you know, where we're going to start. We plan on starting, you know, here in Cass Lake and head east from here and then so on and so forth after the beyond the blowdown.
Okay, so as soon as the snow goes away, count on possibly hearing from the FireWise program.
Yes.
All right. If we have questions, how do we get a hold of you?
You can contact us, and my number is 218-335-7439.
Okay, and you are located?
at the DRM.
Okay, and where's that at?
Cass Lake.
Cass Lake. Yep. Is that the one that's south of Cass Lake here on 371?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I forget you guys are all housed in that one area.
Yep.
BJ, thanks for coming in and sharing with us the program of the FireWise. That's really interesting. I guess if anybody has any questions or comments, they can contact you. All right. That's going to do it for this time around for the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management. We'll see you next time. I'm Marie Rock for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle.